What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
But we're going to get into all of the Carson Wentz news and where he's going to go and all of that stuff. But before we do, BLG, a sad note to pass along. Marty Schottenheimer, the great, great, great NFL head coach, has passed away at 77 due to complications from Alzheimer's. In my mind, he's one of the best coaches in the history of the NFL who, due to some heartbreaking playoff losses, will never get the full credit that he deserves.
Yeah, you had a good way to phrase this, too. Like, you were going off about him when we were talking about this before the show.
Yeah, I think he's one of the best coaches of all time. And if he doesn't have some heartbreaking playoff losses, people are going to remember him that way. He coached 21 years. He had two losing seasons. That's it. But he couldn't get it done in the playoffs. He got to three AFC championship games, never made a Super Bowl. He's the head coach of the Browns when Elway goes on the drive, which is just a crusher. He was the head coach the next year with the fumble. I mean, the Browns are going into the end zone. The game is done. And they fumbled. And, of course, we all know what happens. They lose the game. And then he's the head coach of the Chargers against the Patriots in the playoffs where the game is over. The Patriots throw an interception. The Chargers have it. They're going to wrap that thing up. And they fumble the ball on the interception return. I think it was Troy Brown either forced the strip or recovered the ball. Patriots get the ball back. They go on to win that game. Just crushing losses that none of which are his fault, by the way. And yet this is how it changes the legacy of Marty Schottenheimer because he doesn't get that championship ring. And it almost reminds me in a lot of ways of Andy Reid before he won his Super Bowl.
I was just going to say that, Stats. It's almost like a poor man's Andy Reid, or just, you know, having gone through Andy Reid as an Eagles fan, kind of knowing what it was like to have all this regular season success, but then not be able to kind of just cap it off finally. And thankfully, Andy did last year, wasn't able to repeat this year to the chagrin of Pete Sweeney and many others. But when you talk about the legacy of Marty Schottenheimer, I mean, look at his coaching tree here, Stats. You have Bill Cowher on there. And then under that, Marvin Lewis, like that one is expansive. Ken Whisenhunt, you know, even if these guys haven't been the most successful head coaches, there's just been a lot of them. Tony Dungy under him, Herm Edwards under him, Mike McCarthy, Tony Sperano, which then Todd Bowles, who just did a great job in helping really the true MVP of the Bucs winning the Super Bowl, and Bruce Arians too, the head coach of the Super Bowl team. So a legacy that lives on in terms of the coaching tree that he had here.
100%. Like you said, Super Bowl champions on that coaching tree. McCarthy, Arians, Cowher. Bowles, I think, is eventually going to get another shot as a head coach also. I mean, he coached 21 years and made the playoffs 13 times. There's only been seven coaches in the history of the league that have more wins than Marty Schottenheimer. He's got more wins than Chuck Knoll, Bill Parcells, Tom Coughlin, Mike Shanahan, Bud Grant, Joe Gibbs. I mean, like, people, I think, undervalue him because he didn't have that playoff success. Just a great, great head coach. And by the way, the last season he ever coached in the NFL, he was 14-2. Think about that. He didn't get another job after that.
That's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy he never made a Super Bowl, like to coach that long and to be that good. But that kind of just goes to show you, like, part of it's luck, man. Like, part of it is just, like, you can kind of outline there, like, the bounces going the wrong way, just the right place, the right time. And unfortunately, luck was not on his side.
So our condolences go out to his family. Of course, his son, Brian Schottenheimer, is still coaching in the league. And we wish everybody comfort there. Obviously, it's a tough time for those people.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.